Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Get Real.
Get Real.
Get Real, hosted by me, Peniel of B2B.
Yeah, and me, BM from Card.
And me, Ashley Choi.
All right, yes, on Get Real, we get honest about all the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspective. And
our
today,
perspective.
Yes, and today we have Junie in the house.
Yeah, Junie.
Welcome, thank you for having me.
All right, yes. What's called, in today's episode we are going to be talking about our 20s. Traditionally, our 20s were seen as a time for us to explore and try as many things as possible while still having the freedom and energy to do so. Others consider our 20s as a defining decade where what we do in this time will significantly impact the rest of our lives. So where do we stand in all of this as 20-somethings currently? You guys are still in your 20s, right?
Yes, thankfully.
I'm in the last couple years.
I'm in my last year.
You in your last year.
In Korea, you guys aren't 20 anymore.
Yeah. No, we're 30.
Right?
Wow. All
right. Quiet.
All right. Anyways, yes. If you want to interact with us on our socials, follow us on at The Dive Studios or leave us a comment on our full episode videos at youtube.com/divepods. We'll be… that will be uploaded a few days after the audio release. All right. Also, subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave a good review. 5-star reviews only on Apple Podcasts.
Five stars.
Yes, yes. So many people can know about this awesome show and join in on the fun. All right.
Super awesome.
Let's get going then. Oh wait, what? That was the only introduction for Junie?
Well, we can have him introduce himself.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, yes. Can you introduce yourself a little bit, please?
Yeah, for sure. Hey guys, what's up? My name is Junie. Uh-huh. I'm a singer, songwriter. Mm-hmm. And I came to Korea 2 years ago.
2 years?
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, okay. It's been 2 years.
From where?
From Vancouver.
Ooh.
From Canada. Have you guys been?
Yeah, I've been to Vancouver before. It's cold out there. You guys got cold weather.
Is it?
Wait, is that Toronto?
I think Toronto.
Okay, Vancouver is a little warmer, huh?
Yeah, it's a little warmer. It just rains in Vancouver.
Yeah, it's nice though. I remember everyone is just so damn nice. Like, like they did nothing wrong. I was with my tour staff and like they would do nothing wrong. I would just ask for something and the first thing they would say is like, "Oh, sorry." And then they would bring it. I'd be
sorry
like,
"Sorry is like the first thing you say."
Yeah,
really?
Dude,
you start with sorry and then or excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, "What are you sorry?"
Do you guys say sorry too?
I think it's sorry. Oh, I say sorry.
Who says sorry?
We had that conversation about the pronunciation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry,
on the radio show, I was asking him about Canadian accent because one of my guests is Canadian too, and she swears.
Canadian.
And she swears. And she swears that they pronounce like lag as leg and bag as bag.
Yeah.
So I needed to confirm with him.
So but now he how do you pronounce bagel? Bagel?
No, I'm sure it's just bagel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways.
Interesting. Okay.
Anyways, so Junie from Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Been in Korea for 2 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dang, bro. Let's talk a little bit about your music career. When did you start music?
I started, like, legit started in Canada. And then for like a year, I was doing that. And then just working independently.
Word?
Yeah. You know how it is overseas. Like you can just distribute your music.
Yeah, yeah. Easily. It's much free out there.
Yeah.
Much more free
out
there.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Me neither.
Dang.
I was doing that and then, you know, having a part-time job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing a night shift and stuff. And then I decided, you know what? I'm just going to…
Come to Korea.
Yeah, go to Korea.
All right. Yeah. Was there any certain thing that made you decide to want to move to Korea?
Man, I mean, like, I always liked Korean music. And I always listened to Korean music ever since I was young. But then, you know, like… constantly just like making new music. And then I realized… I found myself like copying more… being influenced more by Korean artists rather than…
American artists.
Yeah, American artists.
Okay.
But then it wasn't like a choice. It was just natural to me.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And then I realized, hey, you know what? Since I can speak English and I'm from overseas, maybe if I go to Korea, I'll have like a better opportunity. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah. I mean,
it's hard for Asians to like kind of do
make
something.
It out there.
Yeah. Make it in the music scene.
I feel that.
Especially
if the scene isn't as big. I mean, Vancouver is like… isn't really known for music. So… I decided it was either LA or Toronto or
true that.
But then I was scared because I didn't have anyone that I knew like in LA or Toronto. So I decided, you know what, I'm gonna go to Korea and then just figure myself out.
My chance.
Yeah, nice.
Been grinding ever since, huh?
Yeah.
Right. You're also part of a crew offshore that consists of Korean artists too, huh?
Yeah.
Offshore is pretty big, bro.
JB. Yeah, he goes by the name Def. We have Royal Dive. We have Ihwak. He's like a songwriter he's been in the scene for a long time. He's been writing a lot of songs in the K-pop industry. And then, just a bunch of dudes.
Killing it in the game.
Yeah, but I haven't seen him in so long.
Oh, really? I didn't know JB was in a crew.
He's a talented producer as well.
Yeah, I know he produces like a lot of GOT7 stuff these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been doing that for a long time.
Yeah.
Wow. Dope. Says you've produced for a pretty big name artist as well. And back in 18.
I got lucky.
Yeah?
I mean, last year, 2020. I got a chance to work with a lot of SM artists.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, and I…
That's a paycheck, bro. That's a decent paycheck.
That is a decent paycheck.
I got really lucky and I met the right people. And just, you know, somehow I'm here doing this with you guys.
All right.
Michelle, well, you know
super
what they
humble.
Say. Yeah, you know, luck usually follows skill. You know, you've been doing the grind, bro.
Yeah.
They say luck is actually… Hold on. Let me think again. Hold on. What did they say? Hold on. Let me think. They said that luck is actually when preparation meets opportunity.
Ooh.
They said that's luck.
Absolutely. I think this is a perfect time to get into now.
Okay.
20s, bro.
20s, right. Yes. That's what we were talking about.
For life.
How old are you, Juni?
I'm 20… So, like American age,
international age.
Yeah.
25.
Okay.
I'm turning 25.
Oh, okay.
How old are you, Peniel?
Internationally, I am…
26.
Hold on. 27.
27. All right. 2 years apart.
93.
Yeah.
93. Yeah.
You're 95.
I'm 27. 96. And then… Yeah, my birthday hasn't passed yet. So, I'm not 28.
You're 28. You're turning 28 this year. I'm turning 29 this year.
I'm turning 30 this year.
Okay.
I just turned 29, okay? My birthday's in November. So I just turned 29.
Baby.
Yeah.
You a late baby.
I could have almost been your age. I could have almost been a 92 baby.
We're a couple months apart. Oh, wait. No, we're not.
Why do you sound like you don't want to be 92?
No, I do want to be 92.
Oh, you do want to? Yeah. It sounded like you were like, oh, thank goodness I was born a few months early.
it sounded like that.
Yeah. Like, I could have been a 92 baby. Oh my God.
I mean, 2 months later, if I was born 2 months later.
All right. So anyways, yes. Okay. 2 months. All right. Yeah.
20. I'm the oldest?
You're the oldest. You don't look
you
the Nuna.
You don't look the oldest.
All right.
Then call me Nuna.
All right, Emo.
All
right, Emo. All
right. Damn. You put on a spot like that.
Anyways, we're all in our 20s except for one person. I don't know.
Ooh.
Who? No, I'm just kidding. yes, we're all still in our 20s, right? Anyways, international age at least. And it gets a little confusing when you bring in Korean.
You need to
age,
get rid
does.
Of that.
Yeah.
Like, why do I have to say I'm 31 in Korea? I'm 31 now because it's the new year, even though I'm 29 international age.
Oh, yeah, it is. I don't know.
I've never heard like the official answer for why they count the year you're in your mom's womb. Mm-hmm. So,
I guess it's starting from when you.
No, it's like when you're born, you're one. It's like year one.
Yeah,
like,
you're a
you're a fetus, that's level one.
Yeah. Okay. I guess.
It was a trip. Like, when I came to Korea, I gained 2 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah, 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 yeah.
You haven't passed yet, so yeah.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. It felt weird.
Yeah.
Also, for you, you were born, you were one, and then 2 months later, you were two.
I know.
Yeah. Especially for like November babies or like December babies.
Yeah. Yeah. So unfair.
Because in Korea, I mean, they do celebrate birthdays, but age, they pretty much, it's just as soon as it's the new year, you're just a year older in Korea.
Yeah.
So
you eat the tteokguk and you get 1 year older.
That's
yeah.
why I haven't eaten tteokguk in years. I'm still 17. But yeah, anyways, yeah, so what did you guys think your 20s would be like? I mean, you're still, you're like mid-20s still. So anyways, yes, what did you think your 20s would be like, or what do you think the rest of your 20s will be like when you were younger, or what do you think it will be like? And yes, and when you saw older people when you were younger.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What did you think?
I honestly thought I would be married by like 26. And I thought I would just be a housewife and have kids. Because that's… My mom got married at 23 and she had me right away. So…
Damn.
I just thought that was normal. But then…
Like a long time ago, I feel like they got married a lot earlier.
Yeah,
my mom was 21.
Yeah. When she had you or got married?
When she had me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, dude. I think I like look at my dongsaengs nowadays that are like even 23 or even your age, 25. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, damn, like imagine you having a baby right now. Exactly. I cannot hold that type of responsibility in my life. No, sir. Yeah. Not right now.
My kid would be 6 right now if I got married at my mom's age.
Dang.
Can you imagine me with a 6-year-old?
You would be a real emo then.
For our listeners, emo means auntie, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
it's
auntie.
Like what you call like that point in between lady and like
grandma.
Old grandma. I guess. Like old woman. Yeah.
No, it's like, I don't know, you call like your mom's friends like emo. Too. So it's just like, but yeah, anyways. I'm sorry, I think I cut you off. You were saying…
I don't remember anymore.
She was saying I'm not anymore.
I don't remember either. your mom got married at 23 and then you thought that was normal?
Yeah. So I was like… And I liked having a young mom and I kind of wanted to be a young mom. So I was like, I'm going to get married at like 25, 26. And that seemed possible back then when I was like in high school because it seemed so far away. Mm. But now I'm like 29 and I'm like, nope. I still don't have plans on getting married anytime soon.
Yeah, I always wonder like… Because my mom had me when she was 20. And like I think back to how much did she think she had her life set up when she had me in her stomach. You know?
Right, so it was like…
Because I think even now, if I have a baby now, I don't have my life set up enough to the point where I can like support a baby right now. If it happened, I probably would somehow. But it's just like that amount of stress just thinking about it. Shit, power to our parents, man.
Respect to our parents.
Dude. Yeah.
But I think before they didn't think too much about like, do I have my life together? It just kind of happened.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Now we think too much. Now we're like, oh my God, we need to be stable enough. Oh, we need to be financially okay enough to raise kids. But back then it was like normal. Just get married, have kids.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were implying that we were all accidents.
we could have been that
we
too.
Yeah, been.
That's okay.
I might be. I'm 6 years younger than my older sister.
Oops.
No, but I'm 7 and 11 years apart from my brothers.
Whoa.
Whoops.
Yeah. You're older, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
But my mom had my oldest brother when she was like 23.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh my god, so you guys both have two brothers, but you're the oldest and you're the youngest.
Yeah, I have two younger brothers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm way young.
Yeah. So. Nice.
Do they baby you like crazy?
No, it's like… but then the good thing about my brothers, they're kind of different. I mean, my oldest brother, he's an artist. He paints.
Mm-hmm.
So he has like a super like hippie mind. You know what I mean?
Mind. Yeah.
Like,
oh, okay.
So he's like, he tries to stay young and like, he doesn't want to get married.
Oh. Right.
Stay solo.
Okay.
And second brother, he's a little bit more of the business side.
Uh-huh.
Mm, He was a cook and then he's like doing his own thing.
Okay.
And then, so seeing them both, it's kind of like, it's interesting. You know what I mean? So I feed off like, I feed off the energy from my oldest brother and my youngest brother.
Okay.
Like only the good things though.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? Because I don't want to think too much about money and like…
Hell yeah.
All that stuff. So.
I feel that.
For sure,
I feel like, you know, that's a huge concern for when you're in your
20s. Yeah.
Because right off the bat from high school, you go into college and then in college… Mm. After that is all, you know, where am I going to go for my big boy job, my big girl
job?
Right. I mean, how am I going to support myself financially after that?
Yeah.
So.
And then these days, I mean, I've never like applied for a job.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it's like. But I just see like all these memes where it's like a job wants you to have like 10 years experience and like all this stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's like you're like straight out of college. It's like… Are you supposed to be interning since like elementary school or something? like I don't know, but yeah, I don't know. When I was younger though, I thought like 20s, like everyone's like, oh, like they got their together, like they know what they're doing.
Yeah, bro.
And then I get to my 20s and I realize no one's got their
nobody, no one around me. Everyone's in like their quarter life crisis.
No, I was wondering…
Go ahead.
I was wondering, like, for you guys, like, was your early 20s, like, how fast did it go by?
Oh.
Like, real fast.
Slow
right?
as shit, bro.
Really?
I was stressing, bro. That was, like, my… Because I was a trainee really late.
Oh.
My training process was from 20 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
So, my early till my half 20s, that shit was slow as bro, because I was stressing, worried, anxious.
Right.
Every negative thing you could experience in life, I experienced in those couple of years in that time span. So I was tripping, bro. I was like, oh shit, I'm still a trainee. Like little kids are debuting at like 17. Yeah, dude.
I feel you.
Yeah, but you know, because of that, I'm here now.
Yeah.
I'm very appreciative because you know, if you don't experience that at some point. You're gonna experience it later on again,
eventually,
you know. And when you do, if it's your first time, it's gonna hit you that much harder. But if it's your second time, you're gonna be like, psh, whatever. You know what I mean?
I already handled this before.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hello, friend.
Yeah.
It's weird because like when I was in high school, like I always imagined what it'd be like to be like a university kid. You know what I mean? Like a college kid.
Right.
And then I became a college kid. All of a sudden, and I'm like, oh, I wonder what it'll be like to be, you know, graduated and like have a job.
I'm already
doing that, right? So I'm just like, where did the time go? Like for me, it was really fast.
Yeah, for me too.
Did your curiosity help in any way to graduate so fast? I heard you graduated in 3 years from college.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no. But
was it your curiosity? What's after this? I need to study.
No, because I took a. I took like the easy, not the easy route, but like I decided on music really early.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Oh, okay.
How old were you when you started? You were in high school.
So, yeah, so I was in high. So this is what happened. I graduated high school.
Yeah,
and then I didn't know what to do.
Okay,
but then I love music. I love singing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what? And since my brothers are all doing their own thing, like what they like, I'm just gonna go with music and see what I can do. And then I wanted to become a vocal. Trainer.
I
love singing, right?
Right.
And then the first year I go in, they're telling me to learn German, Italian.
Oh, in school.
In school.
Uh-huh. Okay. Wait, did you go to school for music?
Yeah. So like it was a college. In that college there's a program for music, right?
Oh, okay.
So all those kids are all singing like, you know.
Like,
song, yeah,
opera style.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, training how to like sing with their like
stomach and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, this isn't what I thought. And yeah. then, well, obviously, I had a little bit in mind of what it'd be like.
Uh-huh.
But then, like the language, like you have to learn like new yeah, languages like, and all this. And
oh, right. It's probably like required.
It's required.
Right?
Yeah.
To graduate.
Yeah.
You have to, like,
and there's like a system. Like I'm not too sure like what it is. But then there's like a system of like levels as well. Mm. Like, and you have to have a certain level to go to this place for like post, like for like masters or something like that, right?
There's so levels to this
levels to it. Yeah. Like as in piano too, there's like levels in piano,
certain
right?
criteria you have to follow. Okay.
And then I realized, oh man, I don't think I can do this. Like it's not what I want. Mm. Like what I wanted to do is just sing, right?
Mm.
How'd you graduate in 3 years?
No. Then this is what happened.
Okay, all right, I'm gonna let you
I gotta get this shit.
Can I ramble on about my life like this?
Yeah, it's fine.
That's the point of a podcast.
Yeah.
So at the point on like the verge of giving up, basically, there was a program that teaches you all these different types of like recording, like MIDI. Like how…
Oh, like producing pretty
how
much?
Songs are made, basically.
Oh, okay.
And there was a program… That was a 3-year program. And then after the 3 years… You take another year overseas.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
So I'm like, okay. That sounds cool. I want to learn. And then as soon as I took that… Like everything just opened up.
Mm.
So like… The songs that I've been listening to… I understand now how it's made.
Mm. Wow. Because
you're curious, right? Like you get a… It's like… You get a mic. You record. That's… like the simplest thing you can think of, but then you get into the details, how they mix, like what's how songs are made and all this. And like it just opened up everything. I'm like, you know what? I can do this. I'm gonna try this. And then I just took like I was a server for a long ass time.
Like at a restaurant?
Yeah.
That's how you were making
your
funds?
From low end to high end.
Uh-huh. Oh.
But in Canada, like there's the tip is really good.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Yeah. So,
do they say sorry when they give you the tips?
Sorry.
Don't
give you the tip. Excuse me.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like the tip was really good. So I made money off that and I started buying my own equipment.
Mm.
Just left and right. Just
dang.
Buying my own equipment.
Okay.
Buying my equipment. Getting a computer and then started making music and started putting it up on SoundCloud.
Mm. Mm.
Ah, you were a SoundCloud artist.
Yeah. So SoundCloud is big, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then as soon as I put it up on SoundCloud, I realized, oh, this is like it. Mm. I want to do this for like life now.
Yeah, when you were seeing the response and whatnot.
Yeah. So, and then that's when I decided. Well, there's a little bit of a story between that. But that's when I decided I want to go to Korea and do this.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Where did you go for your 1 year overseas?
No, but I didn't go to the overseas.
Oh, you didn't
so I had a choice.
Okay,
after you graduate for 3 years, you get to choose.
Mm.
And then
I see.
It was like in West London.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, wow.
But then… I asked myself, do I want to go to West London and do a year? And you know, that's a lot of money too, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But then, should I do that? Or should I just keep pursuing this thing that I have with SoundCloud? And like, now I'm putting stuff on Spotify. Like,
yeah.
Should I just do this? And then, you know, I thought about it for a while. And I realized, you know what? I'm not going to go. I'm just going to do this. And then,
right,
I went with
it. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. So you were 23 when you came out to Korea?
Yeah, 22.
22.
But then Korean age 23, yeah.
Your parents are still in Canada?
Oh yeah, my whole family's in Canada.
Were they like sad that you were leaving? Especially because you're the bangne, you're the youngest.
It was the worst day when I was leaving. Like, Everyone was crying. It was tough.
Crying.
Like, not everybody, but…
Not everybody.
Not everybody. My brothers were kind of like, all right, let's see what you could do. You know, like, yeah, you're probably going to come back. It's kind of that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
But then my mom was like really taking it hard.
Yeah.
Right.
And it felt like I was all excited till like the last few days. I started packing up and I realized, man, I'm like, there's nothing. Like, I don't know what's there for me yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm packing all my stuff. I'm going to a country that I've never lived in.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah. I've always lived with my parents my whole life.
Mm.
And then I'm moving out. But it's not like I'm a few blocks away.
Yeah.
I'm like
14
far
hours away.
Completely unfamiliar place.
Yeah. That hit me when I was going to the airport. Mm. I'm like, oh man, is this right?
And then, oh, the airport?
Yeah.
That's pretty late.
it's late, man.
But that's when like it hits you the hardest.
Yeah.
Like, and then the last moments you have with your parents, like before you say peace out to them. Yeah.
I remember that time where like I was driving to the airport and then I looked at the back, you know, the back mirror.
Yeah, and then I
see like my parents just like looking at my car drive away. And it's like, damn, like it's kind of scary. I don't know if I can do this. And then I'm like, you know what? Let's go. And then
I was like bawling on the whole plane ride. Well, half of the plane ride.
Oh, really?
On the way
here.
Yeah, I would have done the same.
It hit me like, I think like the night or like two nights before I had to fly out. And I was like, am I making a mistake? Should I cancel everything right now? And then like it felt like it was like the last time I was going to see my parents. But
how long did it take you guys to like settle in?
In Korea?
Yeah, like legit settle in. Like, oh, this is where I live now.
So I also came to Korea when as like 3 months before I turned 21 international age. So that's when I started my trainee life. So I feel like the first half of my 20s went by so quickly because it was just about trying to survive in the trainee world, like in the company and debut. And when also when you're preparing to debut and even after you debut, you just live such a crazy, hectic life. And you don't have time for your personal life. It's just work, work, work. Even when you're a trainee, maybe Matthew's a little different, but they're really strict. And, you know, so you don't have… you don't really have friends. You don't really go out. So I kind of had no life in my 20s.
Hold on, you were strict on yourself?
Yeah, even after debut.
Why did you look at him like that before you said that? You were like… you know, and then… maybe it was different for Matthew.
I'll tell you exactly why.
What is that supposed to tell you exactly why?
Let me tell you guys how Ashley spent her 20s. Okay, let me tell you. Okay, so she's a leader of her group, right? She made sure herself and her groups… What time was it? Like
10 p.m.
Like 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
Everyone had to be home at 10 p.m. or else she got like…
She made the rule.
She was regulating.
She made the rule. I thought it was the company.
No, the company gave us the rule. Oh, okay.
Well, didn't the company say 11 and you made it 10?
No, why would I do that?
No, I think they said like 12 and she made it
10. No,
I'm just kidding. No, but that was like the first like year or something.
Yeah, the first year. The first like 2 years.
The first then, like 5 years, no?
No, and then the…
You like leaning on yourself now.
She made it the other 3 years.
You know what was crazy? The delivery was crazy.
Everything's so convenient out here.
Oh, man.
I remember the first time McDonald's delivered. I was like… Hold on, sir. May I please take a picture of you? I was like, I gotta brag to my friends back in America.
Legit?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I took a picture of him and I sent it to… I was like, yo, they got… McDonald's is delivering. America gotta step up their game.
Yeah.
I think they got like DoorDash now.
Yeah, I mean, no. America has stepped up their delivery service now.
Even in Canada, yeah, they're stepping up.
But still nothing compared to Korea still.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going off topic. We're going into like cultural differences. Anyways, 20s.
Yeah, so I feel like I didn't get to experience too much compared to my friends who are living the more normal lives.
Right.
But I mean, I guess there are things that I experienced too that they never got to experience.
Of course.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like I wish I could have given myself some more leniency when it came to making more memories and doing more spontaneous things because I was so strict on myself and I was also in a long distance relationship for a very long time. For a very long time. And it's not like I regret it because it did do… It did, I guess, do me a lot of good too. But like half
like
of me is like…
I think a long time about that.
Half of me is like I wish I spent my 20s dating someone who was physically here. So I don't know. I feel like we could have done more things and like explored or made more memories. So that's like… Because my mom always said like you should meet as many as people as possible. Like you should have a lot of dating experience because she didn't and she had a lot of regrets. She told me… She never liked me dating one person for a long time because she was like you're probably not even going to get married. Why are you investing so much time and energy into this person? But I don't know. That wasn't for me, like dating different people. I just like to pour myself out to one person. And I guess that just happened for too long, especially long distance. So Yeah. I wish I got more dating experience when I was younger.
I feel like maybe the long distance relationship like made you make the 10 p.m.
I think so too, because I think I was bitter. I was like, you know what? My boyfriend's not even here. I need to go home early. So you have to come home early too. Maybe I was like,
no
that.
One's getting action tonight. If I can't get it, no one can get it.
No, but I confronted my members a little later and I was like, you know what? I think I was really strict on you guys. I'm so sorry.
A little.
Maybe I was, you know, I was too strict and I didn't give you guys freedom. I know you guys needed to de-stress too, but I was just… an old
you were
hag.
Taking the stress out on them.
No, they were actually like, no, I think because you were strict on us, we didn't…
make bad choices.
Yeah, we didn't make bad choices. I was like,
or they became more clever. They're like, how do we sneak out today? All right, anyways. Yeah, 20s though, usually there's a quarter life crisis. I think you said you experienced it last time,
heavy.
Right?
Heavy.
Because you said you became like a trainee late and then you were kind of right.
Yeah. Has anyone else experienced it?
Have you guys… I mean… Are you experiencing it now? I feel like you're around… No, you're like 25. Like
Junie seems like he's in a good place. Are you
but
in a good
you
place
don't seem
right
like
now?
You have a crisis
place?
Right now.
I mean…
Yes, Dive Studio is a very good place.
Yeah, I love this place. I think… Yeah, but it hasn't really hit me yet. But then I kind of get what it would feel like.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But then like… What you guys have went through, like, I have no idea.
Like the whole idol training process.
Yeah, the training process and everything.
But then for me, like coming to Korea and then especially because I do my own music and then I do other people's songs too.
Right.
So that takes a lot of time.
Right.
So because of that, I don't get sleep.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like…
I thought you were going to say because of that, I don't have a midlife crisis.
No.
I don't got time for a midlife crisis.
So like when she was talking about health, like I kind of get it.
Okay.
I thought that I was a pretty healthy dude like when I was in Canada. And then as soon as I came to Korea and then like a year passed, like my health just went like…
Oh gosh.
But I think that's because… Partially because I wasn't living in like a proper home in the first year. Like I was struggling,
what
man. Like, because I didn't know… I didn't have anyone. Right?
Right.
So
right,
I came here like with nothing.
Okay,
So with the budget I had was from one song I sold.
Yeah.
Okay.
One song. Right.
Okay.
And then I didn't get any royalties from it. It wasn't a constant pay. It was like one paycheck.
Oh, okay.
It was a buyout.
Right.
So with that money, I just came to Korea. So I had to live off that, right?
Dang.
So I'm trying to like survive. I'm trying to like eat with like, you know, 편의점 food.
Yeah.
I was living in like a really small studio. Like a studio space. It's not like a home. Like you can't call it a home. It's just like a studio
There's
space.
There's no kitchen?
No. It's like a sharing kitchen. Cause like for everyone who uses the studio.
Did you live in the Koshi one?
It was kind of like that.
I lived
like
in the Koshi one.
It was small, bro.
You were like, this sounds familiar.
So you probably know what that's like. That your health just goes
it's
down.
Bad. Yeah, no sunlight comes in.
Yeah.
Like
no
my,
sunlight?
When I lay down, my feet… The bottom of my feet… Touch the
Yo,
the
that's
wall,
it, yeah.
And so does my head.
Yeah. exactly, yeah.
Well, I mean, you are very tall though.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I mean
still.
Like… That's pretty small for the average person too. Yeah. Like not having that much space.
Mm.
Dang.
So like, you have to like sleep on your side like…
Yeah.
I can talk about it like really freely now.
Yeah.
Because I'm in a much better place. But then during that time, it was really tough. And then my health dropped. And then I felt it like… Oh, I gotta like really take care of myself here.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of thoughts come into your mind when you're thinking about that, right?
Yeah, a lot of thoughts. And then you realize, damn, I miss like the food back home.
Yeah.
My mom was the best,
yep.
And then I start having a home now. I'm starting like take care of my home. I clean up. And I'm like, damn, my mom is… She's amazing, right?
And then start learning how to pay your own bills.
Exactly.
All of that.
That is crazy. You just start respecting your parents like that. So yeah, that's what's happening to me.
We'll go Korean variety show real quick. Video message to your parents.
Oh man.
Pay respect.
Yes, do it.
Should I speak in Korean?
You don't have to if you
do
don't want to.
Do you speak in Korean with your parents?
Yeah, they're not really good at English. So.
Yeah. Whatever you feel comfortable with.
If you're uncomfortable, you don't have to do it.
No, just a little message.
All right.
You can make it short, long, whatever you want.
You want us to leave the room?
No.
No? Okay.
I want you guys here like doing the background music.
Okay.
Alright. 엄마 아빠 너무 많이 보고 싶고요. 잘 지내고 있으니까 걱정하지 마시고 이렇게 좋은 다이브 스튜디오에 와갖고 이런 재미있는 팟캐스트를 하고 있으니까 이제 영상이 올라오면은 봐주시고 사랑합니다. 감사해요.
Alright, short but to the point.
Nice, nice.
가능하시면 sweet, short and
별 다섯 개 주시면 감사하겠습니다. Five star review.
댓글도 좋은 댓글 써주시면 감사하겠습니다. So, thank you for your short and sweet video.
You're welcome.
So now, we're going to be getting some mail from questions related to our topic on our Discord.
All right.
All right. Let's see if we can offer any insight. It is from Anna's World. All right. Someone once said that people in Hollywood who became known, famous, are often stuck at the age they became famous. Mm. Do you think some Korean artists are stuck at the age they became trainees? Greetings from Germany.
Ooh, wow. I don't think they become stuck in the trainee years, but I think they become stuck in the
debut
phase where they got famous.
Yeah.
Because if you think about like artists from 90s, they're kind of still stuck on that style. And this, like, whether it's like in terms of outfits, like styling, music, and choreography that they did back in the 90s.
Right,
and they still pursue and do music like that. So I feel like with that stuff, they are kind of stuck in that era.
Yeah, maybe, definitely.
Sure. Yeah, I think you said it right there. Because I mean, like, even me, I'm not like one of the young cats out here, you know, in the idol industry.
Yeah.
So like, sometimes even I'll catch myself and be like, nah, that's whack. You should do it like this. But then I'll think like, oh wait, no, that's like what's the new like trend and what's dope. Okay, I see you. I see you. Okay. Maybe I should try that.
Let me write that down.
Like, I'll catch myself. So, like… Like, lately too. Damn, does that mean I'm turning into like a boomer or something?
Ooh. Ooh.
Shoot. No. But yeah, I'll catch myself sometimes. But I agree with you 100%.
Yeah,
but don't you ever realize, like, you know, like what you said… We see artists from way back 90s and they're still stuck there. Don't you think that will be the same as well later on?
No.
That's probably what the 90s so artists think
I thought the same, but then I always have this conversation with my friends I make music with, but then let's say just hip hop in general.
Yeah.
In Korean hip hop, okay. Yeah. Are you guys familiar with Korean hip hop?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, right?
Not really.
Oh, not really?
A little bit. A little bit.
This is what we were talking about. Like, let's say… when I was in high school… Like, Benzino was the
Oh, hell yeah.
He was like the dopest.
Yeah.
And everyone loved him. And
he's then still this,
he was the… He still is, right? And then he was making the trendiest hip-hop music. Nowadays, if you catch like… If you get like a high school kid in Korea now… Do you think he'll think the same way? No, right?
Like, ask him who's dope.
He'll have his own opinion.
Definitely.
But then for us, it's like we don't understand it anymore.
Yeah,
like we see that artist being loved and like appreciated by young kids. But then we're like, oh, but this guy's better. But then we saw that already from the people that were older.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, so like when your mind is a little bit more, I want to say like. Easily influenced.
And
when that hits you, like, oh man, that's dope. I want to be like that guy. When it hits you once, that's going to stay.
Stay forever.
You know what I mean? Like Biggie and Pac, those were the times when I was just like, oh my gosh, these guys are so dope. You know, and like you were saying, like if I have a conversation with a high school student right now, I'll ask him, like, yo, who's popping nowadays? You know, obviously, but Juice WRLD, you know, the Kid Leroy. Whoever's popping nowadays, and then I'll be like, dang, you know Pac? And then if they don't know Pac, it's just like, you don't know Pac?
Who
is
that?
You're
old. Yeah.
So I think it's like that. I mean, all you young cats, you're gonna experience this when you're 32.
I mean, that, like, especially the music industry, it's moving at such a fast pace.
It's so fast.
You never know where it's gonna go. Like, I don't know who's gonna be the next. Like, we don't know anymore, right? So it's like, it's hard to catch up.
Yeah. I feel like especially for hip-hop, because there was that like little spike of like the SoundCloud rapper era.
But then
I feel like that died super quick.
It did.
And then…
Now it's just like Show Me the Money and high school rapper era.
In Korea.
Korea.
For sure. And then who knows? There's probably going to be like a new like audition program or something soon. And then
right,
that's going to be the new like trend to find hip hop music.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
What was the topic again?
Artists stay like…
Oh, right.
Yeah, where they become famous. Mm-hmm.
So yes and no. I think it all depends on your mindset. Like mm-hmm. where you are. Like if you… You know, because I still mess with some of the new people too though. Like,
yeah.
You know, I still listen to a lot of the new guys. And I'm just like, dang, this guy's sick. Like I like his vibe and everything. But there are people that are just like… That's why the guys I used to like are better. You know what I mean? So it's all mindset, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even artists too. Even though they know that they were famous back then for a certain style. If they're always like evolving and trying to change… They will keep up with like the latest trends and try out the newer stuff. But I think if they're just like kind of stuck in that era… And they think that era was the best and that was the best version of them… Then I think they'll kind of just stay there and try to keep doing that style.
Exactly. Yeah.
I feel like… Another reason they do that though is because it's like trends keep like they recycle,
coming
you know,
back, uh-huh.
and they keep coming back. So then they're probably like, this will come back eventually.
They're just
and
waiting for the day.
Yeah. Like they just keep trying. Like even like with fashion, like the way they dress, you know,
they're like
they don't like it now, but they're gonna like it in 5 years. Yo, like, you know, it's a… maybe that's why. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that could definitely be a reason.
It could be. Mm. I don't know. This one, the next one is from user Sirius.E. You want to read it?
Sure.
All right, Sirius.E. As I've gotten into my 20s, I've become more and more closed off. I really dislike telling my close friends anything personal. I can't express how I feel about the things that are really affecting my life because it makes me feel vulnerable. Okay, I'm worried they might not want to continue our friendship if I never open up to them. How do I know if I can put my trust in somebody, and how can I feel better about expressing myself? Love you guys.
That's a hard question.
I feel like in your 20s, it's more… I don't know. Like in high school, you deal with so much drama. Like that's what I felt.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
In high school, high school is the world to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every little thing is like the biggest… thing, right? Like it hurts you a lot. And then since you feel that hurt first for like 4 years, right, high school,
mm-hmm.
you get into that 20s life and then you're just used to being closed off. Mm-hmm. I think it's just you're like automatically like, you know what, I think I gotta like close myself off and just kind of, this is how I'm supposed to live, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then I don't know, it's… I felt being in Korea like alone and then eventually making friends and then having really close friends that I can share my thoughts with.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good to like just conversate. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like
express
anything, right? Whatever you're concerned of. And it's always good to talk to someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think for this user, I think he or she like you were saying, this could be an instance where she's just been conditioning her mind in high school or just in her previous life before her 20s to just be closed off. Mm-hmm. Maybe he or she has been hurt by someone. But you know, at the end of the day, like you're saying, opening up… if you show vulnerability to someone, it could either go one or two ways. But the normal person will kind of take that and be like, oh… She's being real with me right now. She's you know, showing me a side that's like, that's real. And, you know, that kind of can make space for a relationship where you become much closer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to develop.
Yeah, and if they're already your friends, they're not going to… There are… Even me sometimes, I'll have those times where I'm just like, dang, can he use this against me? Like, you know, like… we're not friends, but just like, you know, acquainted people. Mm-hmm. But… You know, if they're friends, if they're close people, I mean, you obviously got to be ready to open up. But, you know, this is a risk too. But I feel like at the end of the day, if it's you being sincere about how you feel and whatnot, then, you know, only good can come out of that.
Yeah. And I think like the people that this person considers her close friends, if she starts by opening up about not being able to open up.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure her friends will understand. And you know, I'm sure they can help. you slowly open up to them. Yeah. You don't have to like open like, you know, it doesn't have to be like Pandora's box where you just and everything like comes out. Yeah. I think. Yeah, I think just like, yeah, just honest. One step at a time. Yeah. Yeah.
I think the first try is yeah. like the first attempt is the most hardest. Yeah. Yeah, once once you get through that, it gets easier from there.
Be honest and be like, yeah, I actually have a hard time opening up. So, you know, it's like just I'm not trying to like distance myself from you guys. It's just my personality. So, you know, just ask them to kind of be like, it might be annoying, but please put up with it. Help me like start expressing myself.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, sometimes when you start expressing yourself, the friendships become that much deeper. So, yeah, how you know if you can trust someone?
You never know until you know.
You never know.
That's
you never
life.
Know. I feel like if you got good like intuition, then maybe sometimes you could kind of feel like feel the vibe, like you know. But most of the time, you don't really know.
You don't know. That's real. That's your 20s.
That is your 20s. You don't know.
You know.
I still don't know. But yeah. All right. Anyways, time to wrap up this show. Thank you, Junie, once again for coming on to our show.
Yes, sir.
How was it?
It was amazing. You guys are just fun people, man.
Look at that. He's opening up to us. Yeah. No, no, no.
It was really hard to say this, but
yes. All right. All right. Thank you once again for coming out. To our listeners, if you wish to stay updated on the show, Instagram and Twitter. At The Dive Studios, follow us there and full episodes will be up on YouTube at youtube.com/divepods. And while we are talking about social media, what is your social media handles?
Instagram, it's at JNKMSC. If you just search Junie, it'll pop up probably. So.
All right. Junie in English or Korean?
In English. J-U-N-N-Y. Yes.
All right. So J-U-N-N-Y. If you search that up. And just in case, one more time, Instagram.
JUNNY, if you search that up, and the handle is JNKMSC.
Yo.
All right, there you go. Okay. Once again, everyone, subscribe to and review this podcast. Good reviews only, 5 stars only. And yes, thank you everyone for listening and goodbye.
Oh, wait.
Last, oh, wait.
Definitely not least, what? If you haven't caught the dive,
And the pants.
A100 quality. You need a cop.
Yeah.
I'm about to do this it's right nice. After this.
He wore it 4 days
How
in
many
a row?
Days you've been in? Oh, okay. Okay.
4 days in a row.
I was going to ask Kim, but you just put him on blast. All right. I didn't even wash mine yet, but 4 days in a row.
Four days in a row. Right, these are mad comfortable. RIP.
RIP.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.